This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Clashes erupted at a protest against police violence on the streets of Paris Saturday as protesters hurled projectiles and police fired back tear gas. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
A standoff on the streets of Paris as dozens of hooded protesters hurled projectiles at riot police, smashed up shop windows, torched cars, and burned barricades during a demonstration against police brutality. Police fired back volleys of tear gas. Thousands had set out marching peacefully before the clashes erupted to urge French President Emmanuel Macron's ruling party to scrap a draft security law they fear would curb civil liberties. The bill would restrict rights to circulate images of police officers on duty, which critics say would make it harder to hold the police to account in a country where rights groups allege systemic racism. A backlash against the law was intensified by the beating of a black man. The incident was captured on CCTV and mobile phone footage that went viral and headed news bulletins.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Post-Brexit trade discussions between the United Kingdom and the European Union will resume on Sunday. AP's Ben Thomas report.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen spoke by phone Saturday and after issued a joint statement saying their respective negotiating teams should make a further effort to assess whether significant differences can be resolved. Johnson and von der Leyen said progress has been achieved in many areas, but also highlighted three areas of division: fishing rights, the level playing field, standards the UK must meet to export into the bloc, and how future disputes would be settled. The two leaders noted no agreement is feasible if these issues are not resolved. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of opposition supporters marched across the Armenian capital, Yerevan, on Saturday to push for the resignation of Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan over his handling of the conflict with Azerbaijan in Nagorno-Karabakh. More than 20,000 protesters rallied in Yerevan on Saturday, chanting "Nikol, you traitor," and "Nikol, go away," then marched to the Prime Minister's official residence. Armenia's opposition parties warned Pashinyan there would be civil disobedience across the country if he does not resign by noon on Tuesday. He has refused to step down, defending a peace agreement as a painful but necessary move that prevented Azerbaijan from overrunning the entire Nagorno-Karabakh region. In 44 days of fighting that began September 27th, Azerbaijani troops routed the Armenians, forcing Armenia to accept a November 10th peace deal that saw the return to Azerbaijan of a significant part of the separatist region. Moscow began distributing the Sputnik V COVID-19 shot in 70 clinics on Saturday, marking Russia's first mass vaccination against the disease. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The advanced trial of the vaccine is still ongoing, but the shots had already been offered to people from high-risk groups. President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday ordered the government to stage large-scale vaccination in Russia by the end of next week, with medical workers and teachers the first in line. The vaccine received the go-ahead after being tested on only several dozen people, which has drawn considerable criticism at home and abroad. Health experts say the vaccine needs to complete advanced studies among tens of thousands of people to ensure safety and effectiveness. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Trump administration has ended five cultural exchange programs with China, saying they were being used for Chinese propaganda. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the exchange programs he ended were paid for and operated by the Chinese government as, quote, soft power propaganda tools. Pompeo says the programs provided carefully curated access to Chinese Communist Party officials, but not to the Chinese people. The terminations follow this week's announcement of new time limits on visas for members of the Chinese Communist Party and their families, cutting the period their travel documents are valid from 10 years to 1 month. Mike Hemp in Washington.
An historic church in Lower Manhattan, whose congregation dates to the 1620s, burned on Saturday. The Middle Collegiate Church in the East Village burned after fire spread from a fire.